Supreme Court just handed conservatives their biggest victory in decades, and the left is absolutely melting down. Just days ago, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that President Trump can indeed fire 1,400 Department of Education employees immediately, effectively gutting one of the most bloated left-wing bureaucracies in all of Washington, D.C., and that's saying something. But here's what makes this decision truly historic. It's become a focal point for many asking, are we about to see perhaps the single most constitutionally illiterate justice in our nation's history get removed from the court? That is exactly what we're going to find out. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to give you the breaking news and analysis you're not going to find anywhere else. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's start with the significance of the latest Supreme Court ruling win, the latest in a succession of wins for the Trump administration. The six conservative justices just granted the Trump administration's request to temporarily pause an order by a federal judge in Massachusetts that would require the Department of Education to reinstate nearly 1,400 employees who were fired earlier this year as part of the Trump administration's gutting of this liberal monstrosity. The conservative majority ruled that the Trump administration was indeed thoroughly within its executive rights to go ahead and continue to dismantle the Department of Education. So once again, this ruling has further affirmed Article 2's executive power clause, which requires that the president have complete authority over personnel decisions in the executive branch. Now, this has been challenged over the last several decades. We've actually talked about this in some past videos. So again, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It all goes back to a 1935 Supreme Court ruling known as Humphrey's Executor versus the United States. And if you look it up, you'll find that the summary of the ruling is basically that presidents can only fire independent agency commissioners for serious reasons. So the case established that the president does not have unlimited power to remove executive officials. So Humphrey's executor has more or less been the linchpin for all these lawsuits alleging that the president has limited power in terms of who he can actually fire when it comes to executive employees. But this court, this current court, is now making it clear that Humphrey's executor was very much off base and that the executive power, according to Article 2 of the Constitution, absolutely requires the ability of the executive to make full personnel decisions to fire and hire whoever he wants for whatever reason he wants at any time within the executive sphere of authority. And if you don't like it, then elect another executive. So what's so key here about this decision is that this isn't just about the Department of Education. It's about the integrity of Article 2 of the Constitution. Any congressional statutes, any Supreme Court decisions that limit the president's constitutionally granted authority are by definition unconstitutional. This actually goes back to an earlier Supreme Court decision that affirmed this back in 1926, is what's called the Myers decision, which did indeed affirm that the firing and removal power is essential for the president to fulfill his constitutional duty. So the Humphrey executor decision, which was what, just over a decade later, it more or less overturned the Myers decision. Well, that executor decision, the Humphrey executor's decision, is now itself being effectively overturned by this wonderful Supreme Court. And as a result, I mean, the numbers are simply staggering. Since January, Trump's federal workforce overhaul has resulted in approximately 60,000 job losses across the federal government. The Labor Department reported that 22,000 federal jobs were eliminated just in May alone. Additionally, at least 75,000 federal employees have accepted voluntary resignation packages with pay and benefits through September. The Department of Education ruling specifically allows the termination of 1,400 bureaucrats. That's half the agency's workforce. And according to CNN's tracking, this is all just the beginning. It's all part of a broader initiative targeting more than a dozen federal agencies. However, what's really revealing in all of this is the renewed scrutiny that one Supreme Court justice is getting, and it's having many ask the question, should she even be on the Supreme Court in the first place? And if not, can she be removed? Gang, we're not just fighting an information war here. There's another war that's happening, and many of us don't know about it, and it's happening in our guts. There's a battle between good and bad bacteria going on inside you right now that can determine the health for the whole of your body. And here's how you're going to win that battle. Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition is the fermented superfood your body needs to arm the good guys with the right weapons to defeat the bad actors once and for all. Gang, all health starts in the gut. So putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health. We're talking your heart, your brain, even the quality of your skin, the growth of your hair. Containing over 900 strains of beneficial bacteria in each capsule, Kimchi One supports healthy digestion, fortifies your immune system, and helps detoxify your body. Kimchi also has been shown to reduce risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines by curbing appetite and naturally boosting your metabolism. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and 100% made right here in the USA. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY, and you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Or even better, if you want a better deal, give them a call. They're wonderful. Call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Ketanji Jackson was in the news of late, but not the way anyone would want to be. The Supreme Court just days ago issued an 8-1 decision. Yes, you heard that right. 8-1 that overturned a lower court injunction that had blocked the federal government from moving forward with a Trump executive order that directed 19 federal departments to develop plans for large-scale layoffs. Again, CNN is pointing out what we're seeing now is just the beginning. So the key with Trump's EO was that it was going to basically decimate the deep state by a mass purge of federal employees throughout 19 federal departments. But a lower court judge said Trump couldn't go through with that. You're not allowed. Well, now in this 8-1 ruling, the court again sided with Trump. They completely reversed the lower court ruling and have authorized that the planning process mandated by Trump's EO can indeed continue. Now, as you may have guessed, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Justice Otto Penn, was literally the only sole justice who dissented. Even the liberal justices Kagan and Sotomayor voted with this conservative majority. And this is causing a number of commentators to ask, should this constitutional illiterate even be on the court in the first place? Now, this question is being asked at the very same time Congress and the Justice Department are opening up investigations into the Biden administration's use of auto pen devices for critical presidential actions. Multiple sources have confirmed that Biden used an auto pen to sign numerous pardons and potentially even executive actions, including Supreme Court nominations. And of course, bubbling Biden, he's out there defending his auto pen use in a written statement stating, I made every decision. I use that pen. A whole lot of people use that pen, Jack. It's a problem, Jack. Now, of course, we don't even know if it was Biden who issued that statement. I mean, this is the problem when you become President Auto Pen. And legal experts are now openly raising serious questions about executive accountability and the legitimacy of actions taken without direct, verifiable presidential involvement, at the heart of which involves the nomination of Ketanji Jackson and whether she could be removed actually due to this auto pen scandal. Bottom line, is Jackson's nomination legitimate if Biden used an auto pen instead of personally signing her nomination? Unfortunately, as I understand with all the research I did on this, legal experts are pretty much unanimous in agreement that Jackson at this point in the game simply can't be removed through this avenue of illegitimacy. While there is no question that she is a liberal whack job, there's no question she is clearly constitutionally illiterate. The only possible remedy for this blight on the Supreme Court at this point is impeachment. That's the only way a Supreme Court justice could be actually removed. And that's only happened once in our nation's history when we were very, very, very young. Very, very young nation. Samuel Chase, back in 1804, he was impeached by the House but failed to be convicted in the Senate, and so he was never removed. So we have never effectively removed a Supreme Court justice. So unfortunately, it looks like we're stuck with this wannabe Broadway lunatic whose acting and singing are even worse than her pathetic judicial decisions. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.